Michelle Malkin, establishment GOP ruling class doesn't want Americans questioning legal immigration. By John Binder on March 4, 2019. Columnist Michelle Malkin says the establishment Republican ruling class does not want American citizens questioning the country's legal immigration system, wherein more than 1.2 million legal immigrants are admitted every year. A recent study by the Center for Immigration Studies, CIS, revealed how so-called highly skilled foreign graduates taking coveted U.S. white-collar jobs are far less educated than native-born Americans. Malkin, during a CIS panel discussion at the said the billionaire donor class and establishment Republicans do not want Americans focused on the impact of legal immigration, where the country's current policy has undercut Americans' wages for decades and displaced U.S. workers from their jobs. It's interesting because in sort of the mainstream establishment of the conservative movement, the kind that is essentially ruled at CPAC for year after year after year, there's been, in my mind, not as much progress on legal immigration issues, Malkin said. And you hear it with this talking point, this platitude from many sort of defensive virtue signalers that I'm against illegal immigration but for legal immigration, Malkin continued. What does that mean? What numbers? How much? And who? Malkin said the beneficiaries of the country's mass legal immigration policy prefer Americans, conservatives, and voters overall not to question immigration levels. Asking the questions and answering them is so necessary, especially in this environment where the donor class and the establishment Republican ruling class don't want those questions asked, Malkin said. Specifically, as noted in CIS's latest research, Malkin said the supposed highly skilled H-1B visa foreign workers that are imported by the hundreds of thousands by big business and tech conglomerates are not, in fact, highly educated. The idea, for example, that these thousands and thousands and tens of thousands of people with H-1B visas are the best and the brightest simply isn't borne out by the data, Malkin said. And the data is the data. The data is not racist, the data is not xenophobic or discriminatory, and it's not picking and choosing. The data is the data. And the data show that by and large, the vast majority of people with H-1B visas are journeymen and they are of average skill, Malkin said. They are not the best and the brightest. They are not starting world-shaking companies. They are not earning hundreds and thousands of patents that no American can secure and innovations that no American can come up with. CIS researcher Jason Richwine found that among those surveyed with at least a college degree, native-born Americans scored at the 74th percentile in literacy while U.S.-educated legal immigrants scored at the 66th percentile. Trailing behind, foreign-educated legal immigrants brought to the U.S. to take high-paying American jobs scored at the 42nd percentile in literacy. Policymakers should, therefore, be cautious in treating foreign degrees as evidence of high-skill immigration, the study notes. Legal immigration, Malkin said, is the most existential policy issue in America. As Breitbart News previously reported, more than 2.7 million H-1B foreign workers have been approved to come to the U.S. to take American jobs between 2007 and 2017. During that same period, businesses tried to outsource almost 3.5 million American jobs to foreign workers instead of hiring Americans. About 4 million young Americans enter the workforce each year, many looking for white-collar jobs in the STEM fields. Those Americans' prospects of finding work are crippled by the country's legal immigration process, which admits more than 1.5 million immigrants and hundreds of thousands of foreign visa workers annually. Already, the wage-cutting business scheme has led to foreign-born workers overwhelmingly outnumbering Americans in the tech industry in Silicon Valley, California. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.